Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges. And today's Friday, so we pray and reflect about a topic we've been exploring all week. And this has been our final week studying the Sermon on the Mount. And so we've been looking at the originality and authority of Jesus' teaching style and how it was unlike the teaching of anyone who ever came before or after. We use a structure as we pray, and basically what I'll do is I'll suggest topics that you can use to structure your prayers. We work through adoration, telling God something about himself. Confession, apologizing for something in our lives that's driven us away from him. Thanksgiving, thanking God for something. And finally, supplication, where we ask for something in particular. You're welcome to add to this with your own prayers as well. I'll be tying my prayers that I suggest to the topic for the week, but you're welcome to add in whatever is going on in your life or the life of those you care about or in the world around you. I invite you to take a moment now to prepare. Just take some quiet before we do pray. If you've never prayed before, don't worry. I'll just guide you through, and you're welcome to speak your prayer requests out loud or just in your thoughts, whatever makes more sense for wherever you are right now. Let's tell God about truth and how he is the source of all truth, the source of all that is good and right in our world, that he's the only source of that truth. And now we need to confess as well that we have not always listened to God's truth. We've made up our own. We've listened to other things that just seemed more palatable to us at the time, even if they weren't true. Well, now let's give thanks for God's willingness to continue to speak truth into our lives and to teach us and have us as students. Went so far as to come to this earth as Jesus Christ in order to win back not just our hearts but our minds. And finally, supplication. We ask God for something, and we can ask God for the humility to learn from him yet again. The willingness to be his students. It's not easy to learn from someone. It's not easy to be challenged. It's not easy to grow and stretch and learn. So we need the help of a good teacher. So ask him to be your teacher. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us not just today and this week, but all through the Sermon on the Mount series, if you've been following with Redeem the Commute. This has actually been our first series. It's been quite long between the Beatitudes that started out the sermon and the rest of the sermon with some breaks for Christmas and Easter. It's been a long haul together as a community to learn from Jesus's most comprehensive teaching about what it means to be his follower. We're going to start a new series just next week. It's going to be on work and rest and finding a balance of those in our lives as followers of Jesus. I think it's appropriate for this summer because for many of us, summer is a mix of work and rest. We don't have all summer off, but we might take a bit of time. And it's an ideal topic for us to prepare for fall when we have Labor Day and we start a new series and a new phase in our life as a community as well. When we're having some public events that are just really meant to be a lot of fun and help to build our community, bring us together. So go to our website and mobile app to fill in a survey and let us know what kind of events you'd like to see us doing this fall. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday when we start our series on work. Bye for now.